The upper part of the barn where you could store the hay would be called
the loft. The loft.
And if you had too much hay to put in the loft, you could leave it outside in a...
And put it on a haystack.
Uh-huh. Any other ways of leaving it outside?
If you bale it, leave it in hay bales.
A long time ago, if people would cut the hay off the land, then they'd let it dry, and they'd rake it up in little piles. Did you ever hear a name for those little piles that did have raked up?
I did, but I can't remember now. It wouldn't be a haystack. I don't know. The haystack is a big tall.
Did you ever hear of a shock or a rick or doodle of hay?
A doodle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bug or something run on the track?
Well, for the little piles of hay that they have.
Oh, that's what they call doodle.
Or did you ever hear it called that?
No.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back, you can cut it again the same year. You'd call that the...
Recropping, huh?
Okay. And where do people store corn?
In the barns.
Uh-huh. Any special place for corn?
No, I don't believe it. I believe she's in the barn.
Did you ever hear of a crib or a corn barn?
Oh, yes. Yes. It would be in the crib.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What was the crib like?
It's similar to a little opening of a house, like a little storeroom. You could put your corn all up in that crib, such as.
Was it part of the barn?
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever hear of a special place for storing grain?
Feed store.
Mm-hmm. What about a granary or granary?
That's one of the big outfits. That'd be similar like Joseph Miller's.
Uh-huh.
That's a grain handle. All grains in different sizes and sacks, measurements.
Just a big commercial
place? Right.
And where are the cows? You turn the cows out to graze.
In the field.
Or
pasture.
Mm-hmm. And a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals can walk around. You'd call that the...
How would you call that? I guess I'd say a pen.
Uh-huh.
A pen for the close-up.
Okay.
Is that the proper name? Would it be?
I'm not interested in getting... You know, any certain name, just what you call it.
Well, I'd call it a close-up pen, where they could have them to go get them, you know, when they need them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about a little makeshift fenced-in area where you could shut the cows up out in the pasture, where you could shut them up for milking them?
I'd call that a little cow pen.
Mm-hmm. And a place that had a lot of milk cows and a commercial farm that had a lot of milk cows and sell the milk and butter. You call that a
dairy farm?
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a farm like that?
No more than the dairy milk products.
Mm-hmm.
Or cream, ice cream stuff. Mm-hmm. Used that way.
Where did people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, they'd most let it sit around, and sometimes I've heard they would let it down into an open well in buckets or some container like that to keep it. But other than that, it would just be around.
What about potatoes and turnips? How would people keep those during the winter?
Way back?
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes they would preserve them or can them like that. And then sometimes if they didn't have that, they would just go to run.
Did you ever hear of digging a hole and putting pine straw or corn chuck or something down and then putting the potatoes on top of that?
A sweet potato?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's called a potato bank.
Mm-hmm.